Where would you rather find love? From your inner circle? You know? Leave fate to bring your soulmate your way? Or would you go the unconventional way? Scrolling through a list of potential partners from the comfort of your room? Maybe unconventional sounds easier and quicker, but what about trust issues and the general cultural bias, particularly in this part of the world? As unpopular as the terrain is in Africa, the online dating industry continues to attract a fair number of tech entrepreneurs. Adetolani Eko, Moronke Anifowoshi, and Osagie Omozopia make up a team of such entrepreneurs. On this episode of Built in Africa, we focus on Vibe, a Nigerian online dating startup that is designed to help Africans connect with other Africans, both online and offline. The software engineering trio of Adetolani, Moronke, and Osagie began their foray into the business of love in April 2019. But it wasn't without the initial skepticism.
We were a bit skeptical about it in the sense that there was no market leader that I could say, okay, this is who we are following for this particular continent.
That's Adetolani Eko, co-founder and CEO of Vibe. By the way, Vibe is spelled V-Y-B-E.
We decided to carry out some surveys and customer interviews. So we called different people we knew and also strangers. And we didn't tell them what we were working on. We just sort of asked them, what do you think about this? Generally, what are the issues you face while looking for somebody or finding a partner online? Then have you tried dating services? What was your experience? What were the things you liked? What are the things that you did not like?
The result of the survey bolstered their resolve. They built an MVP app, which they launched in April 2019.
The feedback was amazing. We hit about 1,000 users in the first less than 48 hours of launching the beta app. So we initially planned to do a sample size of about 500 users, but users kept coming in and our servers even crashed at a point.
The less traditional means of finding love has been around for a while, but it became widespread with an increase in the use of internet tools. While it is yet to be widely embraced in some climes, the online dating industry is worth more than $3 million globally. However, the Nigerian market is still quite young. Because of this reality and the existence of competition, Vibe had to offer a different touch to make it stand out. The team had the perfect idea.
Because of the peculiarity of the African market, the market we're going after, we noticed that it's not enough to do an online thing where you just say, I have not met this person and I'm just there swiping on my phone and then talking to eternity. We decided to create an offline section where people actually meet from time to time. So a good example of that was a speed dating event that we had sometime late 2019, where we brought different single people together and then you would go on short speed dates with somebody. And the event was incredibly successful.
However, the numbers recorded from the physical events paled in comparison to online matches, but it was a necessary setback for the moment. Osagie Omozopia, the chief technology officer, explains why.
The first one was free, the speed dating event, but was just registered users only. So you register and we select. We just wanted to control the size because that was our first major event and we didn't want something we could not undo. So after which we got about over 180 people registered, but we just selected about 50 so we can have 25 peers.
Eventually, offline events become a major revenue generating source going by the number of registered interest. It isn't surprising to find out that despite the interesting touch, there remains the need to give users some sort of assurance. The skepticism and trust issues persist. To combat this, they employ some machine learning.
So when you check some other apps, some other dating apps, you see things like your shoe, you don't see human pictures there. So make sure you put your own picture there. And then, so we use machine learning to verify that, okay, the image that you're putting here is actually your own image.
That's Anifowoshe Moronke, the Chief Operations Officer, explaining the verification process.
And then we also try to promote that people should get verified. So the verification system, you have to give us a lot of information about yourself, and then we have to do our own validations to like check in each of these sites that you've given to us, your ID card and all of that, to make sure that, okay, you're verified.
Of course, users can report suspicious accounts and repeat offenders are scrutinized and made to go through proper verification. Also, attending any of Vibe's physical meetups comes with an added advantage.
On the app, we promote that, okay, you should believe verified accounts more than the ones that are not verified. So once you come to our event and we can see you physically, definitely you are verified automatically on the platform.
This gives other users the idea that you can be trusted, thus increasing your chances of getting matched. Interestingly, all these are available for free, but that's only for a start. Subsequently, Vibe will take on a subscription model.
So yes, so we're going with the freemium model where we have the free users and the paid users. So free users will have access to like limited number of features available on the application, while paid users will have access to all features available on the application with no ads.
That was Adetolani again. So what's the pricing model like?
So because we know the market we operate in, I'm decided to go with a cheaper model. For the casual dating, we'll be charging between 1,000 to 1,500 per month for a premium user. And then for the serious dating, so we have a lot of features there, it's between 3,500 to 5,000.
That was Usage talking about pricing. For perspective, 1,000 naira is a little over $2, and 5,000 naira is between $10 to $12. Until they start charging users, the business will keep depending on in-app ad revenue from targeted promotions. But self-funding can only go so far, considering the activities already in motion. So the founders are on the lookout for external funding. The challenge, however, is how to convince investors that there is a future for online dating platforms in Nigeria and Africa. Admittedly, there are popular online dating apps catering to users globally, but they are sometimes faulted for not matching Africans with other Africans. The founders of Vibe believe that they have conveniently tapped into this gap, and this serves as an advantage that will keep them around for a long time. With high hopes drawn from over 10,000 downloads from users between the ages of 18 and 35 from at least 65 countries in less than 2 years, Vibe appears to have a future on the continent as long as it keeps evolving. It exhibited this during the COVID-19 induced lockdown in Nigeria. Vibe was able to remain in the minds of new and existing users by introducing virtual game nights and speed dates.
So we know that it's a market that is always going to be accessible. And as the times continue to change, we are also ready to change our model to see that it's a very sustainable market. And as long as people keep coming, you can keep generating ad revenue. And as long as you continue delivering great service, you have people that want to pay to get the premium features, get the best experience on your app. So I think we're going to be around for a while.
Thank you for listening to Built in Africa. This script was adapted by Kolawole Oluwanifemi and edited by Muyiwa Matuluko. Research and interview by Kolawole Oluwanifemi. Sound design by Ohene Karu Obrutu. This is a production of TechPoint Africa. I am Emmanuel Paul. Please subscribe, share, and drop a review of this podcast by searching for Built in Africa on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also email us feedback at hello@builtin.africa. For more stories on startups and innovation in Africa, please visit techpoint.africa. Hi, my name is Emmanuel Paul, and I cover tech policies for TechPoint Africa. Like many Nigerians, the economy and our currency does not fill me with confidence. Well, you don't have to take my word for it. A Google search of the Naira of Nigerian recession presents a sad narrative. But there's a new trend emerging. Nigeria ranks 8th in the world for crypto adoption and leads the rest of Africa by a wide margin. TechPoint Africa will be hosting the brightest minds in the crypto sector at the maiden edition of the Digital Currency Summit, tagged Building the Money of the Future. It will feature two conferences that will be of interest to either business people or technical geeks. Attendance will be exclusive, so if you're interested in building the money of the future, go grab a ticket now at currency.techpoint.africa.